without any conscious thought to do so. I raised my right hand in front of my face and deflected a sharp-edged rock heading for my eye. I looked in the direction from which it had come and saw Danny, laughing with his hand over his mouth. Putting my lifeguard whistle to my mouth, I blew it and directed, "Out of the pool, Danny, you're banned for a week." He slapped the water angrily and then made his way out of the pool, out of the area, and onto his bike. His twin sister, Dana, followed him, casting angry looks back at me. And I remain convinced to this day that nobody can do angry looks like a fifth grader. That summer was between my first year teaching fifth grade and my first year teaching sixth grade, and the anniversary of my first year out of college. I had been lifeguarding all summer for extra money, and school was about to start the following week. Being in my early 20s, I had no idea how much I did not know about everything. Danny was banned for the last week the pool was open that year. Every day after his banishment, Danny and Dana came over on their bikes and sat looking through the chain link at the other kids who were still swimming. Their matching tow heads gleamed in the Texas sun, their skin golden from days spent on their bikes. What a life, I thought fondly, remembering my own childhood on bikes and outdoors all summer. Dana wasn't banned from the pool, but would never leave her brother outside while she came in. The school year began, and even though he wasn't in my class, I knew Danny seemed to be in trouble every other day. Dana wasn't in trouble, but was unhappy that her twin was so often being punished. They both grew taller, both grew into what promised to be good looks, but I don't remember them smiling. Those two kids went on to junior high, and I went on to a career in the legal field. From time to time, I'd wonder at what exactly made me lift my hand at that moment to deflect that rock. Was it a reflex? Excellent peripheral vision? A legendary teacher has eyes in the back of her head myth come to life? Some extrasensory perception of the missile headed for my very vulnerable eyeball? To this day, I've never come to an explanation I feel is true. I do wish I had kicked Danny out for a day and not a week. 4 years after their fifth grade summer, I heard that Dana and Danny's father went on a rampage one night. He shot and killed the entire family, except Dana. Dana ran through the screen door on the front of the house, escaping her father and his gun. I realized their summer days spent out of the house were very different from mine, that losing access to the pool was likely huge in their 11-year-old manner of coping with long summer days in the safety of being away from home. I didn't know that at the time, and that's true. But now, whenever I feel slightly irritated with a child, I speak and act with compassion because I can't escape the image of a tattered screen door holding the imprint of a girl in flight for her life.